This is Nachyomi, Sefer Yehoshua, chapter 16. This brief chapter continues with the description provided to us of the borders of the various tribes in which they settled in the land of Israel. Specifically, we focus now on Yosef. Yosef is divided into two tribes, so sometimes the group as a whole is referenced with the term Yosef, but technically speaking, Yosef is not one of the Shevatim, it's not one of the tribes. Actually, Ephraim and Menashe are the two tribes that comprise the larger group Yosef. So in our chapter, it's the tribe of Ephraim that is the center of focus. Yehuda and Yosef receive more time and more text, a great deal of special attention in these chapters, because historically speaking and theologically speaking, Yehuda and Yosef play a critical role in the leadership of the Jewish people, going all the way back to the time of Yaakov Avinu, where Yehuda and Yosef were the key players in the drama of the family. Yehuda and Yosef receive the longest, most elaborate, and substantial berachot, blessings from Yaakov, their father, and go on to play a central role in the evolution and development of the nation. Even in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu confers his beracha, his blessing upon the various tribes, Yehuda and Yosef again are a key focus. They rise to prominence there as well, as they receive the most elaborate blessings, blessings that focus upon leadership, motifs of leadership and of greatness, and of the, you know, that really speak to the critical role that they will play throughout Jewish history. And we know that when the kingdom of Israel is divided into two, the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom, which was the kingdom of Judah, Yehuda, is ruled by a descendant of King David. The northern kingdom is primarily centralized in the territory of Yosef, and is referred to many times by the prophets as Yosef. So we see that the two emblematic Shevatim that really represent the Jewish people as a whole are Yehuda and Yosef. And in fact, even in the poetic words of the prophets, oftentimes Yehuda and Yosef are the terms used to refer to the Jewish people as a whole. So it's understandable why Yehuda and Yosef occupy such a large part of the description that the Navi gives us of the allocation of land to the tribes.